Hey, this is Steven with Business Growth Engine, and if you're trying to start a podcast, stick around. We're going to go over the pros and cons of an in-person podcast or maybe a mobile podcast if that's up your alley.
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover Montcom podcast where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life with host and producer, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcom podcast, and I've got Steven back. And we're going to be talking about podcasting, and I think that this might be a multiple series. I've had him on, and he's talked about Opus Pro and video editing and video distribution, and we talked about ChatGPT. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can start your own podcast. Steven, thank you again for coming in. I know that we're trying to keep these down into a 20-minute podcast. We could go for a long time, and I think anybody that's passionate about what they do can talk about it for a long time. So
absolutely.
Where do we start?
So, yeah, I think that's good, because before we dive into more or less kind of what equipment we recommend, because there's two sides of podcasts, I think. There's the in-person studio ones, which I highly recommend. If you've never done an in-person studio podcast, highly, highly recommend it.
Which we're doing right now.
Yep, you can't beat the atmosphere and the comfortability with it, and that's the cool thing about it. And then you have the mobile side, which I think is more intriguing on my end because of there's just a lot of, I love technology, and I think there's a lot of big movements in that space, and I think it could benefit a lot of people.
Well, before someone can start, they got to have their topic,
right?
And one of the biggest things that I preach, make it real, be authentic. What is it that you are doing?
Right.
Now, I chose to have the studio space. I prefer to go local, but for my business, if I go on their site, which I think is more important because it's about them, we're kind of giving a tour, and this is just a shameless plug. I am available to go on site and talk about your business for the Discover Montcom podcast, because it shows what you're doing.
Right.
But if you're doing it yourself, you're already at your business. You're already at your location. But not only make it authentic, but find a space that's quiet.
Yeah.
Now, this is if you're setting up a studio space. What you're seeing here, and I'll come back a little bit wider. I've got a desk. You know, I've got all my equipment. I'm able to do everything right here because this is my nerdy world. You know, I'm all about production, and this is what I do every day. So this is easy for me. But this might be more elaborate. I use three cameras. You know, I've got the Blackmagic A10 Mini for the switcher. And if anybody's been watching, they notice that I'm over here clicking things as we go from camera one to camera two, camera three. And now we have a fourth input that we put your computer on today. I do that because it saves me time in editing.
Right.
But I've got a nice backdrop. Okay. That could be a wall in your guest room that you're doing. Keep it simple. Keep it authentic. And keep it so that it works for you. And I think we just started talking about equipment. You don't have to have all this.
Right.
You can have your phone. And one of the things that I talk about in my digital arts program, and when I've worked in different, you know, taught at Ferris for a couple semesters, audio is 90% of a good video.
Right.
And I know that you got it brought up there, and we'll dive into more. But for the simple, and let me get me set up here. I'm kind of showing these little microphones here, and I'll definitely go to Steven's computer. But these plug right into your phone. This piece here plugs in at the bottom. It's the USB-C.
Yep.
Which most phones are, whether you're Apple or your Android, they'll work. These little microphones here can clip on, or if we want to do a back and forth interview, they work really good. They're $15.
Right.
I'm just really, really amazed on the quality for the price. Let's take a look at some of what you've got here on the screen. So again, if you're listening to this, jump on our Discover Montcalm podcast YouTube channel. You can kind of follow along. This is a different brand.
Yep, this one's an 18, and the only reason is because kind of you talked about iPhone. The iPhone 15, I believe, was the first one they introduced USB-C.
Right.
Before then, they had their what they call their lightning port.
So this particular...
This one has the lightning port as well.
Yeah, microphone offers that.
But still, it's Black Friday deal. It's $18 if you, you know, we're recording this on Black Friday. So if you don't, you know, any other time, it's $30. And that's still really good.
And these ones here that I just showed are... 15.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what Black Friday means, but you got another tab open here with Rode mics.
Yep.
Now, one thing that I like about Rode, R-O-D-E, is they found a way to get really, really good quality at less cost than what the bigger guys.
Right.
Now, audio is important. Mm-hmm. As I said, it's 90% of a good video. In my mind, because you'll watch a video if the quality of the video is a little low, but if you can't hear it,
oh yeah,
you're jumping away. You're jumping away. But Rode, R-O-D-E, you can get on Amazon. Sweetwater is another music source and instrument source that I use a lot. You know, so, and I know here, can you go into that one right there?
Yeah. And I want to touch base, too, because, like, I use those portable ones quite a bit in our portable setup.
Yes.
And they work phenomenal. And we can dive into some mobile stuff, too.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, regardless of whatever they choose, those are still a great way to get started. And
they're light. You just have to make sure they're charged.
Yeah, I've done that.
So whenever you're done, throw them on a charger, because there's nothing worse than... not hearing it anymore.
Right.
And that awkward pause was done for a reason, as if the microphone, you know, ran out of battery. So we got that. But they also have, go back a screen there.
These ones are good wireless ones.
Yeah, too. Click on the wireless ones there. These ones are nice if you're using more of a digital SLR that has a 1/8-inch mini input. You can have these. The quality of these are really, really good. And the price... to some people, it might be expensive, but in the video world, these are cheap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are cheap. So I guess it's perspective. You know, a person that does auto mechanics, there's a reason Snap-on, you pay more than what you can go into a big box store and get an off-brand, because if they break, you got to go buy more Snap-on. So it's the quality of the tools that you're using. So... audio is very, very important. Your phone can be done, so you don't have to have this elaborate setup that I have.
Right.
You can keep it simple. I know that you said when you go portable, you've got a couple cameras that you use. Nowadays, I like, because I'm in production, you know, I can cut to a shot of Steven right now. I can then cut back to me on a shot, and then I can go wide, and I just did it as I talked about it. I like that because the engagement.
Right.
If somebody's watching it, you're used to seeing that on news programs. You're used to seeing it on talk shows. But to keep costs down, lock the camera down, show you and the guest, and just talk.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you brought up the mobile, because a lot of people don't realize, but a lot of the videos I shoot, even at my home office, I still use my mobile setup. And for me, it's just a workflow preference. But you can, you know, most people have iPhone, Android, and most people have a tablet laying around. You can get started with a podcast like that. When we go mobile, there's a couple of things that we do. We have the portable mics that we have, but we have iPhone, primarily Apple for audio stuff and video. But we have our iPad, and if you have an iPad, you can download Final Cut Pro for iPad. It's $5 a month, or you could pay $50 a year.
Right.
And you set that up, and then if you have an iPhone, I highly recommend you download Final Cut Camera. It's free. It just gives you better audio, better stuff to control your video recording process. And the cool thing is, if you have both of those together, you can actually have up to 4 iPhones on tripods, and you can cut between all of them just like you can here with your iPad. Your iPad acts as your center.
Well, and one thing, and I wish I had it readily available. Usually it sits right behind me. That's not here because we didn't work.
Right.
You don't have to have a tripod.
Right.
What I'm recording here, I have music or mic stands.
Yep.
And I just get the adapter at the top that will, you plug, you know, you put it on. And I do that because I can carry 4 or 5 of these in my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And they take up less space than what a tripod
right.
would. And they're easy to move around. I don't need a big area.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that are working in your private home, in your, you know, you got a room, these are nice. There's also, they also make, you know, clip on things that go onto a desk that'll come back and you can put the camera on it. There's multiple ways of,
right.
of doing it. So I think the big thing is simplicity,
mm-hmm.
keeping things authentic and, you know, trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, I think first and foremost, your content.
Right.
We're techie. We like to jump right into the techie side of things. We already work on our content. We mm-hmm. know what we need to do there, but we love to play with equipment. And I will put this out there for everybody right now. You can get a hold of me at 231-250-9624, as well as going to dwvideo.com or discovermontcompodcast.com. I'm happy to consult with you. Steven, what's your contact information?
Yeah, so if you want my direct personal cell phone number, not my business one, it's 931-220-7630. I'm more than happy to consult with you as well. I love talking about this stuff. I'll probably talk your ear off with it. And I always give free advice. You can also go to buildergrowthengine.com if you want us to come out to your location. We do that as well. Yeah. So that's an option that we can help you with, even if it's just helping set up, show you how to do it.
And I offer the same thing. Yep. And you and I are collaborating
right.
on things because anybody in business, if you can collaborate with other people in your industry, it takes the workload and makes it easier.
Absolutely.
You know, I wake up in the morning breathing, drinking, thinking, production.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning and you're thinking about algorithms and all of that stuff. And you can do the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing? Where can you best use your time?
The Discover Montcom podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
We talked a little bit about, you know, if somebody's going to do it for, you know, an audio only, you know, there are, you know, a USB microphone is nice. Audacity is a audio recording software that someone can use. Going to do video, you can go mm-hmm. out and maybe get CapCut. It offers a free version, but it's paid version. And I'm, you know, you talked about doing things on your tablet or on your phone. These are things that you can utilize yourself.
Right.
Me, I prefer to bring everything back and use my desktop because I got 3 big monitors. I'm getting older and I look at the screens mm-hmm. and I hate trying to edit stuff on a phone. I can, but I prefer to bring it back here and have more control. But a tablet is a little bit bigger and makes things a little bit easier if you are looking at that aspect of things.
And the funny thing is like, so when we go do the portable ones, right? We actually, it all streams to the iPad, so it acts as the iPad kind of acts as the brain. And it stores it on there, but what I normally do is I'll actually upload it, so then when I get home, I can actually use my bigger screens. You just have more real estate. It's easier to edit, but you can, you know, if that's your only option, you can edit, you know, 100% on your tablet, on your yeah. phone, and it works out great. It's really good. I've compared it to some, not saying all of them, but some of them, they don't even know that we shoot it on our phones. Now, when we go out there, I do have a DSLR that I use as a backup, yeah. but you don't necessarily have to.
Yeah. And I shoot we're shooting this right now with three digital SLRs in the studio. I can take this stuff portable if I need to, but I am also looking at a tablet based for my portability.
Yep.
You know, how I, you know, a small investment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at, for what I'm looking at with the remote cameras and everything, you know, I'm looking at around $1,500 with the tablet.
Right.
That, a couple jobs, I'm paying it off. But the nice thing is, and if somebody's doing it themselves around their factory, around their business, this portable setup could be moved from one end of the shop to the other end of the shop. Just remember, charge everything before you start.
Yep.
I cannot... And make sure that if you've got it on a tablet or any kind of a device, that you're backing your stuff off and making sure that you haven't used up
all of
your space.
Right.
You know, I just had a student the other day go out to do something, and his SD card was full. Manage your media. I preach about it until it happens to you.
Yep.
And it hurts. You remember how to do it. I mean, I'm constantly backing up all my stuff anyways. But even I catch myself into that little bit of a trap.
One thing I want to talk about too, for podcast wise, is the content. We've talked a little bit about that, and this is something, you know, maybe you can elaborate on a little bit more as well. But what one thing I always tell any clients that we're doing podcasts with is that we don't start publishing them until we have a minimum of 4 podcasts created,
and stay ahead of it.
Yep.
At this time of the recording, I think I've got 9 of them in the can.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, somebody that I interviewed weeks ago got with me and said, "When's mine going to drop?" You know, and I'm like, "Well, when I told you I was getting them, because there's nothing worse than trying to do things when you set a schedule." And speaking of setting a schedule,
right,
decide how frequently you're going to do this before you start. If you're doing a monthly, you could have 4 of them in the can before you start, and you've got time to do it. If you're doing it weekly,
yep,
I like the fact that I've got, you know, 8 or 9, and with the podcast that we're doing, I'm going to have over 10 in the can ready to go, because every week I'm pushing something out.
Mm-hmm.
I have caught myself in a trap where I get busy, and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't have anything in the can. Well, now it's worse, because now I got to think of something, rush at the last minute, and I don't like to rush.
Right.
You know, keep it simple, stupid is my approach to trying to do things. So depend, you know, decide whether you're going to do monthly, biweekly, or weekly, and have enough in the can. That is excellent advice that you just mentioned, because it's important and will make your job easier.
Right. And one of the, and going back onto that content thing, if you're just starting out, I don't recommend doing weekly. It's going to overwhelm you. You're going to stress out. I always recommend starting out once a month. That's what we do with some of our clients that want to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. Currently one that we're doing, what I personally recommend is kind of the best, a hybrid almost, where, so for instance, some of our clients, and they're doing podcasts, they say they want to publish once a month. That's awesome. What I like to do is the first month or first 2 months is we front load a ton of them. We go in there every week to do a podcast, and then we start coming in once a month. So we have that time.
And you use Opus, which you could go back and discover.com podcast and check in a past episode where we talked about that, how you can use Opus to do your reels.
Right.
But we're not going to dive into that because we've already talked about that one. What else were you going to say?
Yeah, and that's the big thing. It's really all about staying motivated and going on the topics that you like to talk about. You know, I could sit here and talk all day long about podcasts and, you know, AI and all of that. But if your, you know, if your favorite thing is car mechanics, like, you can start a podcast about that. The podcasts are everywhere.
And the nice thing about it, and I'm going to reference our first time that we started, not our very first time, but in this particular series, we talked about ChatGPT. If you are an auto mechanic and you're looking for topics on what can I talk about, use AI to help you be the human in it and go from there.
Right.
I think when you walked in, I had to move a camera out of the way. It's got my teleprompter on the front of it. I did a couple episodes prior where I was working on SEO and trying to get things that were important in Montcalm County.
Right.
I used AI to write it. I fed it with a lot of information, and then I did probably a half a dozen revisions, because if I'm going to read it off a teleprompter, and you can get these teleprompters, you can use an extra phone mm-hmm. that you're not, you know, that you decommissioned. All you need to do is hook it up to your Wi-Fi to get your email. You can put it all in an email and bring it into a teleprompting program.
Mm-hmm.
Get used to it. You can set the speed. And as long as you write it in your the way you speak, working off a teleprompter is nice.
It's a different atmosphere for those. A lot of people try to read them word for word, and they get a little bit robotic. But what I use a teleprompter for sometimes when I'm creating content is more as guidelines.
I
put it in there, and then this way
I definitely
it keeps
it.
Me on track.
Well, and I leave spaces for me to elaborate.
Yep.
You know, because I know that this is my guideline. And parts of it I go word for word, but I'm not reading it. I mean, even the newscasters aren't, I mean, yeah, they're probably staying more on task, but I'm sure that they ad-lib as they go along. Because
right.
you want to make sure that you're making it real.
Yep.
You know, and I think we talked about equipment, cameras. I mean, whether you're going with a digital SLR, you're going with, you know, phones, or you're going with a portable Bluetooth setup that you can buy. I think the package I'm looking at, I can't think of the name of them, is like I can get three of them for $900.
Right.
But they will all hook up to the tablet, and the software is right there, and I can switch it as I go. That works for me. OBS is another software
yes.
that people can do. Start simple.
Mm-hmm.
Start simple. Reach out to Stephen or myself. We are happy to guide you. If you want us to do it, you're going to pay, because
right.
that's our job.
Yep.
That's our job. You know, you don't ask the auto mechanic, you know, to fix your car and not pay him.
You can, you know, but a boiler won't go over very well.
You know, but you will ask the auto mechanic maybe some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask us ideas. That's what we're here for. You and I both have a giving heart, and we want to make sure that we're helping people. Before we wrap up this, and I think that we'll probably do more episodes on podcasting,
mm-hmm.
But to wrap up this one, can you leave them with maybe a couple other tips?
Yeah. So I know you briefly touched base on OBS. OBS is a good one. If you want to try to reach out to multiple channels, look into OBS. It's free to download, either Apple or Windows. But keep in mind, I always recommend starting with just one channel. If it's YouTube or if it's audio only, start with one until you get really comfortable with it. Because the more that you branch out, the harder it becomes to manage. So you want to focus on one. And then the other tip I have is, if you go to Google and you type in the topic that you want to talk about, there's this little cool trick that you can scroll down, and it will tell you people also search for. Those are really good topics that you can talk about to get seen on Google and YouTube. So
because if somebody's searching for it,
yep.
You know, so whatever your topic is, and the last couple that I did with my teleprompter, I did exactly that.
Right.
I made sure that, you know, what were people searching for, because I wanted to make sure that in between all of my guests that I was also putting stuff on there that was helpful. So we can teach you how to podcast. We can teach you how to run the equipment. We can teach you how to edit. I use a software called Blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's online. They offer a free version, which basically Blueberry takes the audio feed and it pushes it out to, you know, iHeart, Pandora, Apple. There's a list of others. I think their free version, you're limited to three.
Right.
But do it once.
Yep.
Use a software does the work for you, and grow from there. So any last comments?
Yeah, and I'm glad you touched base on that, because I almost forgot. But Blueberry is a good one. We use Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that's pretty good. And there's tons of them out there. You don't have to pay right out of the gate for them. So make sure you try to find a free one that works for you but can expand with you as you grow your podcast. Podcast is great. It's great source of entertainment and great source of information. Every time I drive, I'm always listening to a podcast.
Speaking of that, and I'll close with that, try to make your episodes, and I know this particular one's going to go over 20 minutes, mm-hmm. 15 to 20 minutes, because a lot of people have that drive time, and they listen to podcasts while they drive. So keep your content there. That doesn't mean you can't go for an hour, but if you're trying to hit that audience that's using their drive time to listen to your content, that's a good rule of thumb. You just have to adapt with it. On that, you can follow the Discover.com podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart, or you can go to discover.com podcast.com, check out all the episodes that we have, grab the RSS feed, put it in your favorite podcast browser. And I want to thank Stephen for taking time to come in from Business Growth Engine. We will have him back, and we will be talking about tips that will help you. Give me a call, 231-250-9624, or put it in our socials under Discover.com podcast if you've got ideas or questions of what topic Stephen and I should do next. We'll be happy to adapt an episode just for you. All you have to do is ask. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.